Hey, Shelly, do you remember the days of being in corporate talent acquisition?
Oh, absolutely. Every time the phone rang, it was another staffing agency claiming to be innovative and different.
I used to wonder when someone would truly elevate the industry.
Well, hold on to your hat here, because that's exactly what VanHack has done.
Shelly, picture this. A closed community of pre-verified tech talent ready to relocate to Canada with all the paperwork taken care of. Sounds too good to be true?
Well, not anymore. VanHack has made it a reality. They have built the community of skilled software developers eager to make the move, and they handle the entire immigration process.
And that's not all. They're taking it up a notch. Companies with offshore development teams, listen up. VanHack's introducing the Canadian Engineering Office. Move your entire dev team to Canada, and VanHack handles all the nitty-gritty details of immigration and relocation.
So can you imagine, Serge, the applause from your CIO if you were to walk into his office and bring this solution to the table?
Shelly, every time I walk into an office, I get applause. But that's not all. The best part is they've got certified immigration consultants on board who've done this countless times. They understand that every family situation is unique. Revolutionize the way you recruit, relocate, and retain talent, because when it comes to innovation in the talent acquisition world, VanHack is leading the charge.
Get ready to be the hero of your company. Check out vanhack.com today.
Welcome to the Recruitment Flex with Serge and Shelly. I'm Serge.
And I'm Shelly. And we talk all things recruitment starting right now.
Bonjour and welcome to the Recruitment Flex. Shelly, we're live at the Plum Boot at HR Tech.
Yeah. I am very pleased to introduce our guest here today. Very excited. They were the biggest thing last year at HR Tech. They stole the show. So excited to see them again here this year. We have joining us the Chief Product Officer from Eightfold.ai, Sachit Kama. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
There's been a lot of excitement around Eightfold, naming co-CEOs. I imagine that must be interesting. But let's start with you. If you would, just give us a little bit of your background and how you came into the HR tech space and why you joined Eightfold.
Yeah, so I've been at the company for the last 3 years. And if you look at my background, I've probably been in the space for almost a decade. I spent about half a decade at LinkedIn, initially was hired to run their jobs marketplace. And then I spent a couple of years on the consumer side of LinkedIn as well. And it was a very small company back in those days, about a decade ago. So a lot of formative experiences there. I took a little bit of a break from the industry, started a company in the fintech space, eventually ended up at Uber through an acquisition. And definitely saw some really interesting times at Uber as the COVID pandemic hit a few years ago. And then I ended up at Eightfold to, you know, take another spin at this industry with AI this time. And it's been an exciting ride over the last 3 years as we've effectively 5X the company in terms of number of people. Our business has been growing. And obviously with some of the latest announcements, we are gearing up for massively scaling up our business at the moment.
Okay, so I need to back up just a bit, if I could. Can you, in the simplest terms possible, for our audience, explain exactly what does Eightfold do?
Yeah, so we are a pioneer in AI for HR, and we're focused on basically leveraging data and algorithms that can help connect people to the right jobs. And that's useful in a number of different areas, whether that is talent acquisition, where a company is trying to find the next great employee for their company, or it's also valuable in a situation where you're trying to retain your best people, figure out what their skills are, and effectively connect them to the biggest problems the company is trying to solve. And you can use AI and the algorithms that Eightfold has built in all of these different domains to crunch through tens of millions of records, and then effectively come up with the right insights on what is the next best course of action that the company can take when it comes to hiring people, navigating people inside organizations, promoting them, putting them and deploying them against the biggest problems the company is facing, and a number of other things.
How do most of your customers use it? Is it an overlay to, say, a Workday or UKG? Does anyone use Eightfold just as their pure talent platform across the board? What's the separation? What's most common there?
Yeah, so we are pioneers of this layer we've called the Talent Intelligence Platform that sits on top of existing systems of records, like applicant tracking systems and HRISOs. And it basically combines the data that is inside the walls of each of these companies with the data that may also exist about people on the web, and basically creates this very deep understanding of what have people done in the past, what are they working on now, what are they capable of doing in the future. And that's where the application of the technology comes into play across talent acquisition, talent management, and a number of other domains.
So 2023 has been a very challenging year for recruitment. You have tons of data. Like, what is Eightfold seeing right now?
The thing that I would say is that it's been very uneven. We have customers today that effectively are scaling and recruiting like never before. And then we have certain customers that have scaled back some of their recruiting efforts and focused more on optimizing the talent they already have.
Right.
And what I would say is that it has been almost country by country. We operate in over 155 countries today. And it's also been industry by industry. Some industries have been hard hit. Some are scaling substantially. So very uneven is what I would say at the moment.
What do you think about 2024? Are we going to see a very similar trend, or is it going to change?
A lot of economists are obviously predicting a recovery, and it seems like we may actually avoid a recession, which is a great sign here in the US as well. But if some of those predictions come true, I think there's a lot of companies that have been sitting on the sidelines waiting and watching what's happening with the economy. So I do expect that if some of these trends actually play out, we will be in a boom cycle again when it comes to recruiting. And particularly what happened in Silicon Valley, where Eightfold has been based, is that a lot of companies cut too fast and now are realizing that they just don't have the people to execute against the types of problems that they're seeing. So I do see a recovery definitely in pockets where some of the industries have a hardest hit in the last year or so.
Great insight. So yesterday, Eightfold announced the availability of Eightfold Resource Management across its entire talent intelligence platform. Can you break down in more detail what it means for your customers and future customers?
Yeah, so resource management is a really interesting application of our talent intelligence platform, right? So it is geared towards companies that serve customers and are primarily in the services space. They have talent within their companies that they have to deploy against the types of problems that their customers are looking for them to solve. And that becomes much more easier if you understand the skills of the talent. And so what Eightfold Resource Management brings to the market for the first time is the ability to construct project teams using AI completely in real time. Instead of the traditional approach where effectively a requisition is open or an engagement comes into one of the services companies and then they have to figure out how to staff it, you're using AI to actually staff the engagement. And the way the AI is figuring this out is if it's a particular engagement that requires, let's say, an audit person, or it requires skills when it comes to accounting or engineering or whatever the client is looking to solve, the AI can figure that out and then translate it into what is the talent that, you know, effectively is available on the bench that can be deployed against that problem. So think of it as the next level of efficiency when it comes to the use of AI towards connecting business problems that clients are looking to solve with the talent that is available at each one of these companies that our customers wait for.
So that, to me, sounds like a dream come true for talent mobility within an organization. For as long as I've been in TA, that's always been the challenge, is that balancing act on who's available, who's on the bench. If we win this project, or if we decide to move forward with this project or this bid, it's knowing who's available when, what skills, and then that should create your go-to-market as far as talent attraction, because where's the hole? And in talent attraction, that was always been the hardest thing to figure out, because it's not until you're up to your neck in a project or a program that you realize, oh my God, we got to go to market because we're missing a certain skill or expertise. So I'll keep my eye on this. Sounds like a dream come true. Good for you.
It's not very often we have a chief product officer of any company on the podcast. So I'm just curious, as you're building your roadmap going into next year, next couple of years, What's the plan? Where is Eightfold going?
So in my opinion, the last 6 months of this industry have been the best 6 months from an innovation perspective that I ever seen in my career.
Really?
And if you think about all the building blocks that are available out there, companies like us that have been operating on creating deep technology when it comes to AI over the last 7 years, then the availability of large language models, effectively generative AI as a capability. And then when you layer on top of it, some of the automation that is not possible in software, I think we're headed to a world where we will no longer have to train people on how to use enterprise software. We will move to a world where people can express in natural language what they're trying to achieve, and the software will figure out what's the most efficient way to solve that problem.
Wow.
We're moving to a world where I think there'll be a lot of automation and efficiency gains that will come over the next few quarters and the next few years. So personally, for me as a technologist and someone that's been in this industry, this is the most exciting time I've ever seen in my career. And I am jazzed and excited about what we're going to build as a result.
So for the practitioner that's listening, there's so much noise when it comes to the HR tech space. What's your advice for them when it comes to assessing what the right technology they should be using in their tech stack when it comes to talent acquisition, talent management overall?
So what I would say is that the evolution of technology is speeding up to a level where it's going to be very difficult to separate what is true value from the noise. And so what I would say is definitely focus on connecting with practitioners in the space that are on the leading edge of adopting the technology and actually seeing gains. Mm-hmm. I do think that all practitioners in the future will have co-pilots that are basically sitting side by side with them and effectively taking some of the operational tasks and offloading the human beings from the operational tasks that they have to do today. And that's the future we see at Eightfold that we're enabling for our clients. What I would recommend is adopt the technology where you can see true gains in productivity. If you have people in your network that can clearly point to 20% or 30% lift in the efficiency in a day, that's the kind of technology you definitely want to adopt.
You mentioned Copilot, and Copilot is something that we haven't heard in this space a whole lot, but I think there's going to be tons of value. How can a Copilot help, say, a recruiter on a day-to-day basis?
So quite simply, the way I would describe it is that up to now, generative AI has been in the phase of building the building blocks, right? Mm-hmm. Which is, I can send a prompt to a ChatGPT and it'll give me a response. And then we can take that response and modify it and finalize it. It'll create a good first draft, but it's not going to basically do much more than that.
Yeah.
What's coming in the future is co-pilots that can actually string together these automations in a way where a recruiter can be freed from the targeted manipulation of software from a step-by-step basis and to a world where they'll be able to review what the co-pilot is suggesting, accept the suggestions, and then potentially go grab a cup of coffee, go meet people, go work with their business partners, go sell candidates on offers, the kinds of things that humans are really good at. And when they come back to their desk, they'll see that the co-pilot has accomplished basically all the operational tasks that they were previously doing. So that's the future that I think is coming.
I'm very excited by it. 95% of what a recruiter can do can be replaced by some AI or automation. That 5% is really where the recruiters are going to make a difference. And that's exactly how you described it. It's dealing with the hiring managers, making sure you're giving the best possible service, and candidates get incredible service as well. Sushi, this was really interesting. Thank you so much for your insights. Thank you so much for coming on the show. We really appreciate it.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
Au revoir.
Shelly, let's face it. Texting candidates is the easiest way to hire quicker today. But your cell phone doesn't connect to your ATS. You're sharing your personal number with strangers. That's pretty scary, right, Shelly? And it's not even legally compliant.
This is where our friends at RecText come in. They've created simple yet powerful text recruiting software that works with your ATS. Plus, it's designed by recruiters for recruiters, so you know it works. To learn more and book a demo, visit www.rectxt.com, mention the Recruitment Flex, and get 10% off annual plans.
How much do you understand the future of finance? I'm Jim Roos, a top 10 banking influencer and host of the podcast Banking Transformed, where we dive deeply into the rapidly evolving world of banking and financial technology. Join me as I interview industry experts, thought leaders, and innovators as they unravel the latest banking trends, disruptions, and game-changing technologies reshaping the world of finance. Redefine your understanding of the banking ecosystem. Subscribe now to Banking Transformed, available wherever you get your podcasts, and now available on YouTube.